Case started yesterday, jury selection in the morning, and then opening statements in the afternoon, along with a few witnesses. In those opening statements, prosecutors point to Jonathan Harris's confession to police, where he says he punched Christina Kraft to shut her up and then strangled her eventually with her sweatpants, the prosecutors argue, to silence her because he knew she was going to go to police. The defense attorney, Charles Peruto, says there was never an intent to kill Kraft, and that Harris was, as Peruto puts it, out of his mind, smoking cat tranquilizer. He says he went to the apartment to sell her cocaine. They drank wine, then had consensual sex, and then she said that she was not going to pay him for an ounce of cocaine that he'd brought to sell her. She hid the drugs, and that's when the violent encounter ensued. And Harris has confessed to this, so the challenge here is whether or not it's first-degree or third-degree murder.